Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It is Friday. The Packers are ready to face off against the Carolina Panthers in their 1923 classic uniforms on Sunday afternoon. A noon kickoff. Been a while since the Packers had a nooner. Gotta say, I'm looking forward to being able to enjoy the rest of the day after the Packers whoop up on the Carolina Panthers. Now, obviously, they will play the game, and the Panthers will give it everything they got. Bryce Young back in the fold as their starting quarterback. And you got to know that this is a team that's going to want to try and run the football, especially given the conditions on Sunday. It looks like it's going to be a very windy affair, not very friendly for the passing game. And that doesn't mean, obviously, that they just shut down the passing game, but I think both of these teams are going to try and run the football early and often. I also think that the Packers, there's a decent chance that this is the type of game where, kind of akin to what we've seen the last couple weeks, I suspect it's going to be another slow start for the green and gold. And I know no one wants to hear that, but on balance, this is a team that the Packers should win, should beat, match up pretty favorably against across the board. The path to victory for the Carolina Panthers is clear. Take the air out of the game, make every possession they have as long as possible to keep Jordan Love and the Packers offense on the sideline. We've certainly seen these types of games before. A couple years ago, I think it was 2020, when the Vikings came into Lambeau and it was a windy day, it was overcast, and it was tough to throw the football. And the Vikings did a great job of playing keep away. That first half of that game featured, I think, two possessions for each team, and the Vikings ran the football all day. And that is what the Panthers are going to try and do in this game, without question. Now, as far as the injury report goes, it looks like Quay Walker is listed as questionable after suffering the injury in practice a couple days ago. A true kind of reading on this is really tough, given that obviously we don't have any of the information, and questionable could be leaning towards the probable side of questionable, or could be leaning towards the doubtful side of questionable. So, since we don't have an actual probable anymore, we'll see what his game day status is on Sunday morning. But maybe Tyron Hopper gets his first real kind of extensive action of the season if Quay is unable to go. One other note on the injury report, Brandon McManus is listed as questionable as well, which is interesting. We will see if he's up. I know Matt said he doesn't talk to kickers, but I got to imagine there's been some type of conversation throughout the week about how he's trending, how he's feeling, what feels possible for him on Sunday. And again, a windy day. If he's not 100%, maybe they go with the kid again, but turn back to Harvisek. But ultimately, again, this is a game the Packers should win. It's going to be fun to watch how they get everybody involved on offense each and every week. We talk about this all the time. It's going to be a different guy being able to shine. Tucker Kraft has been kind of the mainstay over the course of the last month or so, but I do think Christian Watson is going to have something to say on Sunday against the Panthers. How's everybody doing? Good to see everybody in the comments section. Thank you all so much for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day. Before we get to your questions and comments, you know, got to give a shout out to our good friends over at ThetaCare. ThetaCare is a proud sponsor of Cheesehead TV. Before any big game, make sure your health is in championship form. With more than 115 years of trusted care and a team of experts in over 60 specialties, ThetaCare keeps athletes and fans alike game day ready, because winning starts with wellness. Make sure you check out ThetaCare.org for more, or the link in the description of this video. All right, folks, what's going on? How we doing? How we feeling? Andrew Ware starting us off. How are you, sir? Happy Halloween, Nags. 35-14, we winning. To echo the coach, I don't give a shit that it's Halloween. I kid somewhat, but I thought that was an all-time moment from LaFleur there at the podium. Somebody make sure they don't invite Matt LaFleur to the Halloween party this year. Holy cow. My goodness. RCS, how are you, buddy? I enjoyed my rewatch of Watch Party. Thanks for playing along with my inebriated super chats. I'm looking forward to more of the same on Sunday. RCS, we take every super chat as seriously as the last and the next. Every single one. Okay, maybe some more than others, but all of your inebriated super chats are always welcome. We appreciate the support very much so. Adam, how are you, man? Happy Friday, Nags. Bryce Young is going to see ghosts too after Parsons starts coming after him. Awesome new Motel Men track. Go Pack Go. Adam, that's really kind of you. Thank you so much. Yes, My Girl Sees Ghost is the new single from Motel Men. It was released last week, and we'll be playing it at our gig tomorrow night here in New York City. If you're in the area, come on out to Pianos on Ludlow. We'll be on around 7:30, and hope you can make it out if you are able to. We'll be playing My Girl Sees Ghosts and all sorts of fun Motel Men stuff. Thank you, Adam. Really appreciate that, man. Grant, how are you, sir? One game I wish I could go back and attend, it'd be the 1996 NFC Championship game versus Carolina. Playoff run, one in the rain, the cold, then the Super Bowl in a dome. Could win anywhere. 1,000,000,000%, Grant, and I hear you, man. Although, that was a very cold day in Green Bay. I'm with you. I was down in North Carolina watching that game, but would have been great to be in attendance in Lambeau Field, to have a NFC Championship game in Lambeau that they actually win. I mean, that sounds great, right? Not had any of those since then. So I'm with you, man. That would be a phenomenal, phenomenal game to go back and experience in the moment. And as you can see, the thumbnail of this video, I used a line shot from that game. That is an all-timer. In fact, I may or may not have, you know, reached out to some members of the offensive staff for the Packers this week and said, you know, if you get a chance, can we get a wheel route in honor of Dorsey Levens? I'm not so sure they were very open to that suggestion, but the pitch was made. Let's say that. Joe, what's up, brother? 31 years since that wild Halloween game in Chicago. Funnily enough, you mentioned that. I was at that game. That game I was at. I was a young man at DePaul University. I was talking about inebriated. I was very inebriated. It was very nasty out, and the Packers absolutely whooped up on the Bears. Brett Favre had his longest run from scrimmage in that game, which of course was a touchdown. Edgar Bennett absolutely destroying the Bears defense throughout the evening. That was a fun time. I don't remember too many particulars. Most of what I know from that game I have watched on replay since, but I did have a ball that night. I'll tell you that. Brad, what's going on, man? Thanks for the content, boss. A fantastic daily listen. Thank you, Brad. I really appreciate it, man. RCS, thanks again. Matt LaFleur's I Don't Talk to Kickers sounded like Corey. It did sound like Corey. It sounded like LaFleur watched Packer transplants and then was asked about kickers and then said, I don't talk to kickers. I mean, until I'm told otherwise, that's what it looked like to me. Jake, thank you for the super chat, sir. Heard Golden deleted his socials. Anyone know if he's upset with targets? Maybe got annoyed by the stupid fantasy managers. Why? Yeah, I mean, 1,000,000,000% would suspect that he had a bunch of people in his messages or on his comments talking about how, oh, he's not producing fantasy points, blah, blah, blah. That's where I think that is coming from. I haven't seen any quotes. I don't know if anyone's been in the locker room to ask him specifically about it, but man, good. I'm glad he deleted his socials, and I hope he's frustrated, and I hope he wants more, because he will be called upon at some point. He will be asked to deliver in big moments this season. I'm not talking down the line in his career, although I think that will occur as well. That is going to happen, and he has to be ready. And the more focused he is, the better. I mean, look, it's all well and good when you're getting drafted and there's huge pops and everyone's talking about the first wide receiver in the first round since, you know, early 2000s. And, you know, people are totally loving everything about you and the Packers. Now you've got this stretch where, yeah, he's not really getting a ton of looks and not really, you know, affecting the game probably as much as he'd like to. I can understand a young man trying to get rid of all that noise. Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. Let's put it that way. JP, how are you, man? With the recent news of LSU firing Brian Kelly, do you think Matt reaches out to offer him the $10 an hour the Packers pay for shoveling snow? I did not. You see, you took it someplace else. I was wondering, I kind of did wonder if he would talk to Brian Kelly about some kind of consulting role, much like he has done with many of his kind of colleagues and friends over the years, you know, most recently, obviously being Robert Saleh, and Hackett, you know, coming back into the building. Getsy started that way last year and now is back on staff, you know. And I don't think he would ever even entertain bringing Brian Kelly on staff, so to speak. But as a consultant, I wouldn't be surprised. You know, they have history together back in Notre Dame. I think, you know, it wouldn't be a surprise if he had made that call, right? But, you know, Brian Kelly will be a head coach somewhere eventually, and that'll be that. Justin, you're not wrong, man. Sports betting has messed up a lot of people's enjoyment of sports in general. 1,000,000,000% correct. Could not agree more. They have really infiltrated every aspect of fandom and just the experience of sports, right? And I know, look, we've had two different sports betting and or fantasy partners over the years. And there was a reason we kind of tried to step away from that, because I don't think it's good. I don't think it's healthy for young people in particular. And there's certainly been an influx of that kind of mindset that leads to really unfortunate kind of, you know, attacks on young guys just trying to do their job. You know, it's a definite unfortunate byproduct, without question. Tim T, thanks for being a Care of the G Club member, man. Jordan Love has tied the 2016 to 2022 Bears for a number of wins over Aaron Rodgers. I mean, yes, he has led the Packers to as many wins. You know, the adage should be led the Packers to. You know, quarterbacks don't win games. Wins and losses is not a quarterback stat. I love that this is in the ether now, because I've seen this a lot in the last couple days, especially last night after he was inactive as a healthy scratch. Trade for Jair. He ain't doing anything. They're certainly not giving up assets for him. No chance. Now, if he gets released, maybe they make that call, but I would be shocked even then. You know, they turned the page for a reason, and I think you've seen it play out there in Baltimore. Guy just can't stay healthy, and I know he is healthy now, but you don't know how long that's going to last. And as the Packers have done repeatedly over the course of the last couple decades, it is almost always better to get out a year too early rather than a year too late. And with Jair, they may have gotten out even a year too late. I don't see them going backwards with that player at all. Connie says, there's a lot of TV sports gurus picking Carolina Sunday. Reason being, Packers heads are thinking ahead to Philly. I think that's probably understandable from an outside point of view, looking in. I don't know how realistic that is inside the building, though, at 1265. I mean, you look at Matt's comments today about not giving a shit that it's Halloween. I mean, I don't think the messaging and, you know, the focus has been on anything other than the Carolina Panthers this week. And I haven't even heard, other than when the media brings it up, like I think Huber said something about it today. And a couple earlier this week, there was somebody else who said, you know, you got Philadelphia coming up next week, etc. But outside of that, there hasn't been anything from the locker room or at the podium from any of the coordinators or coach saying anything other than, you know, the focus being on the Carolina Panthers. So, yeah, I don't know, man. I do understand that could be a narrative that the media will latch onto, especially if the Packers came out slow in this game or don't look prepared or look sluggish or whatever. But I think that's just a product of the game itself, and I don't think that has anything to do with this team looking ahead to the Eagles. Jake, interesting question for a Packers chat. Are the Lions as good as they look? They don't look anything like they did in week one. I think they've looked a lot better on offense in particular, and they've, once again, much like last year, had to deal with a lot of injuries on the defensive side of the ball. It really does speak, and this is what we talked about this summer, to Dan Campbell as a coach. I think he has done a phenomenal job of imparting what he wants this team to look like, this team being the Lions, week in and week out. Now, you're right, they started slowly, which I don't think anyone really was surprised by, given the fact that they did have two new coordinators and two new play callers on both sides of the ball. But at the same time, they are a very different animal at home. And I know everyone's, you know, got in their mind the last game they played, which was the Tampa game. Tampa had looked really good prior to that contest, and they whooped up on them in the dome, right? But they've been a bit of a different team on the road, you know, and they haven't exactly been the same team. Now, the Packers are no different in that regard. The Packers have looked better at Lambeau than they have on the road. There's no doubt about it. But are, you know, as far as what, how good they are, yeah, they're really talented and they are a good team. But it is a week to week league and things change very, very quickly. You know, Buffalo is going through a rough stretch and then they whooped up on the Panthers last week. Now the Bills are back, you know, like all it's going to take is one game for the, if the Lions struggle in any way, shape or form, then everyone's going to be talking about how, what's wrong with the Lions, et cetera. You know, I don't get too worried about any of that until they play them on Thanksgiving. It is not who you play more often. It is when you play them. And that's a big component of the Packers' victory on Thanksgiving a couple years ago, is getting out in front of it at early in that game and controlling the game. You know, they tried to do that last year, but they gave up a sack on the first play of the game, you know. But yeah, like to sit here and say the Lions aren't a good team would be ridiculous. They are a very good team. They are well coached and they have a lot of talent. No doubt about it. Does this Green Bay Packers offense start with Kraft? No, it starts with Jordan Love. Kraft is a major component, no question about it. But I think especially after that Steelers game, this is Jordan Love's offense. And hopefully we start to see a shift in mentality on in that regard, especially earlier in these games, where, yes, Josh Jacobs is still going to be a major focal point. Tucker Kraft, undoubtedly a major weapon. This is Jordan Love's offense. And they got to give him the keys and let him ride without question. Jake, thanks, man. Second half of the season, breakout player, Matthew Golden, market zero. It's going to happen, and everyone's going to stop talking about it. I cannot wait. I'm very, very excited. Legend, you're not wrong, man. The thing about the Lions is they will look great if Goff isn't under pressure. The Packers got after him, and he isn't really known for being good under pressure. And you have to think that will be an emphasis of theirs when they face off on Thanksgiving, right? Lots more shallow cross type stuff, lots of wide receiver screens, things that get the ball out of Goff's hands quickly to not allow Micah Parsons and company to get after it. There's zero doubt that is going to be a very noticeable shift as far as how they attack the Packers, along with getting Gibbs on the edge. They've been doing a great job in that regard. They killed the Buccaneers with that. So, yeah, there's little doubt that they will be a very different approach. Brandy, how are you? As the NFL expands around the world, more people figure out the Bears still suck. It is kind of wild, right? Like, it is a universal message. This team in Chicago, that there's plenty of people all over the globe discovering American football, and they're learning probably almost instantly that the Bears still suck. And it doesn't matter. Like, the Bears could win on Sunday, and people will still be talking about how the Bears still suck. It's Packers fandom has done the branding for them. It's amazing. I absolutely love it. All right, buddy. I got to get going. Cannot thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor and hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night. Have a great weekend. Have a safe and happy Halloween. And I hope I'll see you on Watch Party here. Don't forget, that's a nooner. That's early in the day. So get up early and get your coffee and get pull something in that coffee and get ready for kickoff with Corey and I. Noon Lambeau time, 1 o'clock Eastern. Hope to see you there. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great weekend. Go Pack, go.